Now here's God's message. Now Micaiah becomes serious. Then he said, I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return, therefore, of a man to his house in peace. You see, what he's saying is that the king, Ahab's going to be slain in the battle. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, did I not tell thee that he would not prophesy good unto me, but evil? You see what he has to say? It wasn't good. I told you so. Then he really lets him have it here. Will you notice this? This is one of the greatest, I think, in the scripture. And we've seen it in Kings, and we get it again here. Listen to him. Verse 18. Again he said, therefore hear the word of the Lord. And he's serious now, but he's sarcastic. Ooh, what with biting irony. He gives this. He said, I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, and all the host of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall entice Ahab, king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? Now, this is ridiculous. Can you imagine God calling a board of directors meeting or a meeting of his cabinet to find out what he should do? The Lord just doesn't ask for advice, my friend. Oh, what biting sarcasm this is. And one spake after this man, another saying after that man. There was all kinds of suggestions. And there came out a spirit, this is a little wee spirit, and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? The Lord says, my, I'm glad you were here to give me some advice. And this little spirit came out and he said, I'll go out and I'll be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, thou shalt entice him and thou shalt also prevail. Go out and do even so. In other words, this was Micaiah's very nice, polite way of saying, all these prophets you got here are a pack of liars. They're not telling you the truth. Verse 22, now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of these thy prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil against you. You're to be judged. Well, Ahab's not about to pay any attention to that. And he says, now you take this prophet Micaiah, and you put him in prison, and you keep him there. Then the king of Israel said, verse 25, take ye Micaiah, carry him back to Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, thus saith the king, put this fellow in the prison, feed him with bread of affliction, with water of affliction, until I return in peace. And old Micaiah has the parting shot. Listen to him. If thou certainly return in peace, then hath not the Lord spoken by me. And he said, hearken, all ye people. And I love this. Before Micaiah left, he said, look, if you come back, the Lord hasn't spoken by me. But he says, you're not coming back. And he says, now, he won't be here, but the rest of you folks will be here. Remember what I said. My, I tell you how tremendous this is. So the king of Israel, verse 28, and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth-Gilead. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I'll disguise myself and go to the battle. So old Ahab was clever, very subtle. He dressed like an ordinary soldier. There's only one king in the battle, that's Jehoshaphat, and the enemy's after him. It made Jehoshaphat a target, and he almost got killed. And what happened? Well, this man, Ahab, thought he came through the battle unscathed. And finally, when the battle is over, he said, well, it just looks like I came through all right. But on the other side, there was a soldier that ended up with one arrow left in his quiver. And what did he do? Well, he took it out of his quiver, put it in his bow, and he let go. And what happened? Well, notice verse 33. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture. He wasn't aiming at anything. But you know that arrow had old Ahab's name on it, and it walked around looking for him because it had his name on it. And what did it do? It smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. Therefore he said to his chariot men, turn thine hand that thou mayest carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. And what happened? Well, he died, friends, just like Micaiah said he would.